Hey, lovers and friends, I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Good morning.
Good morning. If you hear me get distracted, I've got to go get my parkour kitties off the furniture.
No, they're jumping around like crazy.
They are. I'm like,
couches.
I'm like dragging my butt out of bed and they're all perky.
I don't have the emotional bandwidth for cats because I just couldn't keep track of them not scratching things all the time.
Yeah, right now I'm super lazy, but usually they have little caps on their front claws.
Oh,
but new size, and the new size like came off within. It was.
It how came do off you even caps put those like, on? Hey.
Oh, the cats love it.
Yeah, I don't imagine they do.
You cut their nails with a fingernail clipper, and then you sand them so they're rough.
How do you hold them? And like, because my dog, if I'm holding him and trying to clip his nails, he crawls all over me.
Yeah.
So I have this thing I bought.
You're like, I love
the harness. Did you see a picture?
No, I saw the harness in your laundry room.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I just hang them up from a closet rod hanger that I have in my laundry room.
Yeah.
And I have them in the harness and they cannot do anything. They cannot go anywhere. They just hang. And that's the only way I've ever found to be able to clip their nails. Otherwise, they turn into cats on me. So they go feral.
But they're okay just hanging.
Well, they have no choice. They can't really go anywhere.
It feels so boring to like, how often in your life are you like, what's going on?
I know.
I mean, when aliens abduct you, you know.
That's probably what it feels like. Oh, they think they're human.
I should probably cut Dot's nails.
Do you think that taking them on walks is enough? But it doesn't wear... I don't take them on enough to walk, that's for sure.
And Dot has some pretty gnarly, I mean, she's got like some long fingernails, paw nails. What is it?
Oh, I call them fingernails, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
I should probably, and I take her in once in a while, like have her groomed, but, and they'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, I've been told by like, even the vet, like we won't trim your dog's nails unless they're under anesthesia.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
wow. Crazy.
Like
I told you, they go feral.
She's a pretty calm dog. And I realized this after we got that puppy, because Pebble is, I looked up in my brain, I'm thinking she reminds me of the Tasmanian devil from the Looney Tunes. I actually looked up the cartoon. I'm like, she is. She's the Tasmanian devil. She is looping the room. You know, she's got the zoomies.
I love the
zoomies. Her tongue hangs out and she breathes heavy. She's like.
Really? After the zoomies are over?
Almost all.
Just
and you can see.
Like Paul and Wolverine.
No, I don't.
Oh my gosh, the dog on that? I think it's known to be the world's ugliest dog. Like it's known for its looks. And it's pretty special, but it's got the tongue thing going on. It's got like patchy hair. And it's
She looks like she does look like the Tasmanian devil because she's like got a white nose and a white belly, and she's brown on the back.
Oh, that's funny.
And if you walk through the kitchen or wherever she's at, she will bite your like hamstring or whatever. You're like.
So is she like a combination of multiple dogs?
Yes. Like, well, Ben got her at the grocery store.
Like
just picking up some milk and eggs.
And a dog.
Take that dog.
So wait, are you telling me you had no idea this dog was coming to your home until Ben showed up?
None. He did not say it. He did not like it either.
Oh my God. And surprised by himself too.
Yeah.
No, I would not. I would have not thought that Ben would be spontaneous about something like that. That doesn't feel like it's his character.
He wants a baby.
Oh.
He wants his own baby best friend. Does that make sense?
Well, because the dogs gravitate to you and always have, because you've been the primary caregiver. But I will say Brad and I split that responsibility pretty well. But they do always gravitate to Brad. He's the dog whisperer.
Oh, see.
All dogs do.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Because I have been the person, mm-hmm. you know, I feed them. I mean, Ben definitely takes them for runs all the time.
Yeah.
And he spends a good portion of time with them. But I don't know, Dot is my dog. And so Kathy kind of was, I don't know, she was sort of in between. But, you know, Ben wants, oh my God, I've even caught him reading to this dog.
Okay.
And so
it's so cute.
Ben, though,
sweet.
You know, because I think he really wants this dog to be his buddy. And so Pebble will cuddle up. I mean, the good thing is she is crazy all day. And then when it's time for bed, she zonks.
Oh,
so she's down.
Yeah. So, you know, she cuddles up next to Ben, and Ben's got his headlamp and he's reading aloud. I said, what are you? Are you reading to that dog?
That is the cutest thing.
She needs to learn English. So, yeah. It's a good thing to do for your dog.
Really?
That's so cute. I'm reading dog parenting books right now.
I'm reading How to Train Your Dog to My Dog.
Empty nesting, you know. Probably fill it.
Maybe. Yes, he gets this dog in the morning. He mm-hmm. takes it to work. And, of course, all the kids at school love the dog, you know.
So he's allowed to do that?
No, it just was that one day because he just... Oh. Got it before work.
Oh,
because he had to go to the grocery store, pick some stuff up, saw the dog, thought it was cute, went into the grocery store, walked out of the grocery store and said, I think I'm going to take that one there. And then took it to work, and then didn't say anything to me. And I should have known something was up, because later that day, I had a message from Owen and Wiley that they called. So, of course, I called.
You're like, what's going on?
I called Owen back first because, you know, he's
and really in college at home either way.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm just checking in, see how things are going. Mm-hmm. Have you?
Is that your first worry? Like, I would have had so many thoughts running through my mind. Like, why do my kids know something that I don't know?
It was weird that they both called me. But just check it in, see how things are going. Have you talked to Dad?
Did Ben call them and say, I'm so
what happened was sure. They all came home before I did. Oh. Or I guess Wiley and Ben were home before I came home. Then Wiley, of course, called Owen. And then Owen called me.
Mm-hmm.
So, then I called Wiley.
Fight tonight. I brought a dog home without talking to Mom.
Oh, yeah.
And Wiley did the same thing, said the same thing. Oh, I'm just checking in. I'm on my way to the gym. Have you talked to Dad?
That's so cute.
That is adorable. I can think,
well,
when have my kids ever said, I'm checking in with you? That would scare the shit out of me, I think. I'd be like, what's wrong?
Who's done that?
It was odd, but I was like, oh, well, hey, that's, you know, it just happened to be a coincidence that they both called me to check in.
Oh, wow. I would have been terrified.
So, yeah, then I went home and there's the dog.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
I mean, she's adorable, but... She's a lot. I mean, Dot was never this way. She was never this crazy. And I don't know what we'd do without Dot, because the two of them are WrestleMania all day.
Yeah.
And there's even times when Dot has had it. She's wants to be done. So she'll hide. And then
I got to get away from
then this. Then we have to deal with the terror.
Oh,
And poor Owen, when he was home for Christmas, would not let up on him. She was like, you know, he'd sit down, and she's so cute. So you want to go, oh, he comes sit on my lap. So she'd jump up and bite his like belly. Yes. Yes.
Like
and she bites like under your arms, like the little softest areas. She just is
no, and that's hard to find a soft spot.
Yeah, I know. He's a pretty like ripped guy, but
the underarm that hurt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, but she is just, she's very cute, but a lot of work in certain ways. So when I'm training her, I'm training her to be soft. So every time she's like, I mean, she can't not bite you. You'll both go down to pet her and she's like biting your arm. So I'll say soft, soft, soft. And I have a treat. She's highly motivated by treats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. I love that. That makes it sound
good. Yeah. You know, I go down and I start to pet her and she's like, she just has to bite you. It's very bad. Bite me. Like, no, just
no.
Oh.
I think there's so many things in life that
I'm like, bite you.
Just a tiny little nibble, please.
Yeah. I'm that person. I'm like that kid who has to sit on their hands. Shut up. Don't say anything. Shut up. Don't say anything.
You were that kid in school with your hand up all the time.
God, I'm still that kid at
school. Yeah. Have you ever been to like a class situation?
I intentionally tried not to take classes with my friends because I'm like, I still want to be friends with them.
Well, I have to say, I love people like you because sometimes you have questions, but you're too afraid to ask it. But Valerie will always be the one I'm like, oh, thank God she asked that question.
Yes.
That's exactly what I was wanting to know.
But I don't want to know. Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Two student loans. If I'm most people in the back of class, mm-hmm. or I'm keeping myself away by harassing the teacher with questions.
Oh.
Yeah. Or I'm doodling.
I'm a sedoodler. That's my way to stay attentive.
Doodles for more than a few minutes without falling asleep.
Oh, I can doodle. I can doodle all day.
I love to start like drawing floor plans.
Then you're just totally off.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
love it.
We watched this together.
No, should we talk about the movie?
We watched Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. In honor of Valentine's Day, although we are recording this a few weeks in advance.
Yes.
With your pleasure.
Actually, that close. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Like this, there was a month.
Oh, I don't know what day of the week Valentine's Day falls.
14.
It's just close.
It's not every Thursday.
I mean, in my life, it is. It's like Taco Tuesday, Valentine's Day. Let me combine the two. Taco Valentine's.
Oh my God, Holly. That's a nice taco. Oh my God. She went there.
I had to. Did.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I did not sit on my hands. If I had been sitting on my hands, I wouldn't have gone there. I wasn't sitting on my hands.
It's your hands under your touch.
But then I might just go there and
You would. You would gesture. Anyway, you say.
I got this towel in my stocking that says
like a hand towel? A
little hand towel that has, you know, a funny saying on it. And then when I got this here and I was like, yeah, I'm getting you this hand towel. It says, and then the wine said, why don't you say what you're really thinking?
I have never known you to ever hold back a thought, Val. I love that. That's so perfect.
So this movie was filmed in 2010, which was what, like 14 years ago. It's
15, crazy. 14.
All the actors are so.
Because now it's 2025.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
15 years ago.
Oh my gosh. And how do you want to read the list of actors in this film? I think you wrote it down, right?
Ashton Kutcher and Jennifer Garner are kind of the protagonists.
They are the main love interest.
Yeah, but
they're who the story revolves around.
Jessica Alba, Patrick Dempsey, Bradley Cooper, mm-hmm. Julia Roberts, Taylor Swift, Taylor Lautner, Emma Roberts, and the list goes on. Anne Hathaway. Jessica Biel.
Queen Latifah.
The guy who can sing.
I don't know who you're talking about. Bradley Cooper can sing. If you've seen A Star Is Born, he can sing.
Yeah.
I don't think that's who you're thinking of.
It was a fun.
When I was taking notes, I was like the grandparent.
I love that.
And I don't. They've been around for a long time.
Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah.
Yes, and I love him.
I do too. I can't remember what his name is, but
I don't know either.
You're just like the cool guy who I want to hang out with, and you can give me wisdom.
And George Lopez.
Yes.
I don't know who played the little third grade boy who had a crush on his teacher.
So cute.
But of the two people in the whole movie, I think the ones that were the most insightful were the third grader and George Lopez.
Yeah.
I think that they gave the most insight about love. And I think the reason that I really liked this movie is because it didn't necessarily center so much on one love story, although everything branched off of Jennifer and Ashton's story.
Connected in some way, all the characters.
They're all connected through them.
Yeah.
But I think it gives us each a perspective of like all different kinds of love, because Bradley Cooper, and I feel terrible, I cannot remember who his love interest name was.
Yeah.
I don't know. A hottie, hottie, hot.
Yeah. He was very good looking. I don't know his name. I'll have to look it up now. I feel bad. But, you know, all love stories and different phases of love and different phases of, you know, hating love. They had everything. It was everything.
Yeah.
And I think
a smorgasbord of love.
A smorgasbord. And I think what they were trying to do is answer what Valentine's Day means to you.
Yeah.
And you know. So
are you guys big like Valentine's Day people? I mean, I know this answer, but
it's such a complicated one, isn't it?
Yeah, no. Ben has never been. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could take it. I don't know.
I think what Valentine's Day has turned into is a commercial venture.
Sure.
Like most holidays, in a capitalistic society. That it's all about, you know, being showy with gifts and flowers.
But do you know that that's actually exactly why Valentine's Day was created? Like, Valentine's Day was created to be a commercial endeavor.
I thought from what one a Catholic coworker of mine shared was that St. Valentine was put in prison or something.
Yeah.
I don't have good details. This is from 15 years ago, Mary. And he sent notes out to his patrons, like, you know, just notes of gratitude and love.
Yes.
That's the reason for Valentine's Day.
And so that's what it's based off of, in a sense, but it was actually created by department stores.
Oh, okay. So they just capitalized on St. Valentine's love note.
Yes. They were like, we need to give people spending more money.
I will never forget my first grade Valentine experience because I had
this is the kissing club.
I mean, kissing club was in first grade too, yeah. But but in first grade I had a huge crush on Dennis. He was this boy in class, and we had a Valentine tea party. So we got to go to school in our best dress, and we got to, you know, partner up. And they taught the boys how to be chivalrous, pull out our chairs, and how to be polite, say please and thank you. And we had a tea party. And the fact that I got paired with Dennis, the stars were aligned for me that day.
Yeah.
We're married.
We held him. We held them all together. It was big deal. And I
in first grade holding hands is very romantic.
I'm 48 holding hands is very
romantic. It is still romantic. But the part that I will never forget was the after. At lunch, sitting at the lunch table with all my girlfriends, we were talking about the tea party and we just got the giggles. And I giggled so bad that I peed my pants.
And your
but I didn't have pants on because I had my skirt. And so there's like literally a puddle of urine underneath, and my skirt was all like, you know, urinated on. And like all of my friends are like, you guys, I just peed. You know? They're like, the fifth graders are about to come into the lunchroom. And they're like, girls unite. So they all got up and formed a circle around me so that I wouldn't, you know, the fifth graders wouldn't see that I had peed my pants.
Yeah, I still
and we all like marched down to the principal's office for help.
Friendly.
And I'm like, you know what? That's like sisterhood. I love my girls. Yeah.
That's amazing. Like, nobody pointed at you and laughed. Nobody, they're like,
no,
girls,
they said, let's help our girl out.
That's so awesome.
Get her taken care of. Oh my gosh, it was so sweet. So then I call my mom and she's like, oh, well, what color shirt do you have on? And in my first grade mind, I'm like, oh, the top half of my dress is purple and white. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I guess purple and white. And so my mom shows up with a pair of purple pants.
Yeah.
And she gets to the school and she's like, oh, I guess we're just going to tuck your skirt in your pants. Yeah. So I finished out my day.
Do you like my perfume? I call it.
It was a little bit of skunk tail. So that was my, like, probably my most memorable Valentine's Day.
You know what? At least it happened after.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. After the 3 months.
So disappointing. It still does. You know, like, I think 1 year I had a crush on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He might have been the same age as me, but he was just in a different classroom. And I think I wrote him a little like Valentine note telling him how much I liked him. And then, you know, he wrote me back like, you know, a mean note. I can't remember what it said.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
It really was.
So sad. Yeah. Red, why are you writing me? I don't like you.
I got sent to the principal.
I did. Like, you know, and then.
You probably stayed up and like made it so special just for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
The Valentine's card boxes with candy. Yeah, you would. You would. I put a lot of thought into how I would present my card to my crush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You bet I did. I don't know.
Gave a crush
Valentine's. Oh my! But you didn't give them to everyone in the classroom.
Yeah, we did. But I was like,
you didn't do anything special for your crush.
I never had a crush.
Oh,
I was not boy crazy.
I was out of control.
I was like,
we
had a freaking date
club.
That's awesome.
That was literally the name of it, the boy crazy club.
I never have been boy crazy. Even in college, like the girls would be, I'm like. Oh, I always had a boyfriend. I'm like, I always had a boyfriend. I was never boy crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I always had a boyfriend though. And I never wanted a boyfriend when I had it. I was like, well, I was like.
I didn't do the boyfriend thing. I was like, not for me, not for me.
Yeah, I should have been more like.
I never had a boyfriend, always wanted a boyfriend, and always had a crush on somebody.
I'm like, never tried to get a boyfriend, always had a boyfriend. I'm like.
Huh.
I would break up with, you know, I'd break up with a dude.
We always want what we don't have.
I'd be like, well.
Not me, no. I'd be like, oh, that was a fun date. Later.
So Valentine's Day, this movie, was directed by Gary Marshall and written by Catherine Fugit, Abby Cohn, and Mark Silverstein.
I would imagine it would have taken a lot of people, brainchilds, to put this movie together.
Yeah, to write every little
sense too, because each little
love story. Yeah,
there's a few different flavors going on in there, so it makes that multiple,
and I love that about it. Mm-hmm.
Here's the synopsis through movie phone. It says, more than a dozen analogies navigate Valentine's Day from early morning until midnight. Three couples awake together, but each relationship will suffer. A grade school boy wants flowers for his first true love. Two high school seniors plan first time sex at noon. That was funny. A TV sports reporter gets the assignment to find romance in LA. A star quarterback contemplates his future. Two strangers meet on a phone. Grandparents together for years face a crisis. And I Hate Valentine's Dinner becomes The Lonely and the Lied To. Yeah. Beckons The Lonely and Lied To. That's a good synopsis.
But it turned into something just incredible.
Yeah.
By the end of it.
Have a fun, a good time.
Yeah. So I think.
They merge with the wedding.
To try to kind of like recap, is there a way to even encapsulate all these different love stories? I don't know that there is, but I think kind of going through and kind of talking about each little scenario. I love that they did have these analogies. Three couples did wake up together.
Yeah.
They had something totally different going on in their lives. And some of them, you know, it was irreparable, and others, they found a way through it, you know? Okay.
Well, and they...
Of the three couples, only one of them survives till the end of the day.
And that couple had only been together for a day at that point.
Well, I thought it was 2 weeks. So
had it been 2 weeks, it was like really short-lived for a short relationship at that point.
Yeah. Yes. I think that the, you know, they wake up kind of in one space, but by the end of the day, their outlook and lives have changed.
So I want to ask you guys, of all of the scenarios, which one resonated most with you? Did you find yourself relating to any?
I didn't.
I didn't either. You?
No. Well, but I think maybe each, you know, our love stories are also unique.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the little boy, because I have boys. So, you know, just that one, I don't know.
Yes.
I felt connected to that little boy in a way.
I think he was like the most insightful.
Yeah.
Of all of the characters was that little boy. I think he sparked a change in thought patterns for a lot of people.
Yeah.
In a very chain reaction kind of way. Mm-hmm. Maybe not directly, but indirectly through each person, because they all kind of merged together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In some way or another. And I loved like the honesty of a child. It's just so raw. And you know,
I don't know until the very end, but he's missing his mom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know, she's not there, but you can see that, you know, he's missing her through the movie.
Yeah.
And then at the end, that was a very sweet outcome.
That was probably my favorite.
Yeah.
And that was, I love how that was kind of, they used that as the main characters getting together was the final, you know,
the finale.
Yeah. The final resolution. But I love how that was the one that they resolved right before the final resolution.
Yeah.
You know, so in the movie mindset, I love that they gave that importance.
Yes. And that made it really special.
Well, and
it's that's a unique love.
Yeah. And the movie tricks you a little bit, because you're thinking certain scenarios will turn out one way, but a lot of them completely change throughout the day. Mm-hmm. The scenarios you think the movie's going to head in this direction, but it goes in all sorts of directions that you don't anticipate.
And I think it's just little things where something clicks for a character. Like, they needed to hear something said a certain way for them to get it.
Yeah.
And they needed it like from a complete stranger. Like when football player rear ends the flower truck.
Yeah.
And the flower, you know, it could have been an awful scenario, but he gives them some insight. And I can't even remember exactly what he said. I think I might have written it down. You know, I try to write things down in my notes. It's terrible. But.
So George Lopez wisdom.
Well, I kept saying.
Yeah, it was a George Lopez wisdom.
It, That what they say and it changes. And I kept going, ding, ding, ding. And the light goes off.
Yeah. Oh.
That's when the light goes off. That's when the light goes on.
I did find it. He said, George Lopez's character said, to some people, love doesn't exist unless you acknowledge it in front of other people. And that's kind of what he is explaining what Valentine's Day is about. But for that football player, like, he's like, oh, I do need to acknowledge this in front of everyone for my partner to get that I really do care. Because I think they had broken up.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, lots of little insights like that were, you know, littered throughout the movie. But I think that the third grader hit the nail on the head every time.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He did such a great job.
Mm-hmm. Like, but he's in third grade.
Yeah.
She had to say, go to the other woman.
Yeah. So did you guys find a couple that, like, a love story that you were like, oh, I'm most excited about this one?
Well, you know, I kind of like thought Julia Roberts and Bradley Cooper's was going, because they had such a nice connection, and you know, they kind of instantly became good friends and were talking deeply about, you know,
how that happened on an airplane.
Or
everywhere.
It's not on the first meeting, but because I do hair, I have a lot of people tell me a lot about themselves. And
And you are a body and listener.
You are an amazing listener.
Well, I've had less practice.
I could never do your job, because even if I could do hair, which I can't, I'd be like, I have no poker face. So somebody would be telling me something, I'd be like, oh, you know, like, I think I have a poker face. Like,
no,
you can't. And I'm like,
you don't. I'm pretty sure you don't have a filter.
I sometimes thought I think I have a, like, a therapist.
Like, copy.
You really
agree as well.
You should
have a double charge, you know, like, okay, I'll.
Yeah,
it's a therapy session and a haircut. Well, then it's this.
So ironically, because he wants to be a tattoo artist, and I'm like, well, I mean, a lot of tattoo parlors are set up a lot like salons. Mm-hmm. So he's always wanted to do that, but he wants to be a counselor too. So that's what he's working towards. And I'm like, those do go hand in hand.
They do.
You bet, because who doesn't go in and get a tattoo for a reason? That's really important. Like, there's always a story or something behind that.
I feel that when you're touching somebody, that is, I don't know what it is, but I find that people are open up.
When you're being groomed by another person.
That's biological.
Just the somebody touching you.
But you're also providing, like, care for another person.
There's people who actually go online and they watch, like, videos of people washing other people's hair, and people it's a way of stemming. It's kind of sort of equivalent to, like, ground noise or whatever, but it's a way that a lot of people can calm themselves down.
I don't even know what brown noise is.
Like,
sounds dirty to me.
It's like light noise, but it's slightly different in it, and it can help re-regulate your neurology. But yeah, there's people. And
can you give me an example of brown noise, please?
It sounds poopy to me.
That's what I'm thinking. Is it a splash? Is it a
pop? No, it's more like a vacuum. It's just a certain way of. It's different than white. I can't. I'd have to look it up too, but it's a little bit different. And I know, because the things that they call brown noise actually are more soothing to me than the things that they call
white noise. Is intended to help people sleep, right?
Yeah.
Is that baby? And brown noise is not necessarily.
No, no, it relaxes you.
Okay.
But
Now I'm dying to look into this.
I don't have my phone with me, so I can't become articulate. It's been like I was a smarty, smarty, smart pants when I'm just a dumbass.
Oh,
my dumbass can't fit into those smart pants.
No,
I thought that the Emma Roberts, that was funny when Emma Roberts and her boyfriend are going to have sex for the first time.
Yeah.
And they are going to make it special, but something always kind of happens, so it like disrupts the mood or whatever. And it was so funny, that scene where he's their plan at lunchtime. He goes to her house and he takes off all of his clothes and he gets his guitar out and he's gonna like give her.
Ernie, who
he's looking in the mirror, like, okay, does this look better with my leg up? You can't see anything because the guitar is in, covering his privates. But then instead of Emma Roberts walking in, Emma Roberts' mother walks in. So funny. That was a great scene.
In on that as a mom, I wouldn't like stay and be like, oh no, I probably would have said, close the door and said, go get your clothes on.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't stand there and have a conversation. And yeah.
Also, that's a crazy thing that happened in that little scene. Funny.
No.
And I thought the other funny scene was when Taylor and Taylor were being interviewed for the news.
Swift was in here, you guys.
Yeah. And oh, yeah.
Me and Reed, I wanted to watch it.
Her dance routine is epic.
That is, yes, that's so funny. The news reporter is interviewing them for this Valentine's story. She's asks her, well, he asks Taylor, what is his last name?
Lautner.
Lautner. He asks Taylor Lautner, what do you love about what do you love about her? And he says, she's beautiful. She makes me laugh. And she does my geometry.
And why did she like him?
Because
he's so hot.
And he's a good athlete.
Yeah.
I would be so insulted if my partner said that.
Yeah, but think about that age. Like, does it get deep?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, at least you think you're deep.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're actually deep.
Maybe you are. There is potential for it, but those characters were not.
Oh, no. They were so cute when we were shallow.
And I could not get over, like, her friend, because they were friends with each other's friends, those two high school couple.
Yeah.
How Emma Roberts' character was just so nonchalant about telling everybody, oh, yeah, today's going to be our first. And then she's talking to the grandparents of the kids she's babysitting. He's my favorite third grader ever. And like getting insight, like, oh, it didn't work out so well. Like, what do I do? Like, what should we, asking for their opinion. And I just can't imagine.
The looks on their faces, like, when she's telling, they're like, oh, okay. I can't believe you're telling me this. we gotta act supportive.
Yes.
And then that's what spurs their
That's what triggers them to talk about, well, you think I was faithful our whole marriage. And in fact, I was not.
Well, and I think even one step further than that, that couple, he was along the belief that each of them had only ever been with the other one.
Yes.
So she was his one and only forever. And
that was probably true for them up until she cheated. And I think, so that was an interesting point. And I wanted to ask you guys, like, so they had been married for, was it 50, around 50 years at that point?
Mm-hmm.
A very long time. Mm-hmm. And she had kept this, like, infidelity secret,
35 years.
30, yeah, long time. And it had just been eating at her until, he was sharing with this almost stranger, like that, this should be special. It should be saved for marriage. She's like, well, not like that for me. He asked her after all this time, why did you even have to tell me and ruin my belief? It made all of my truths feel like a lie now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I don't know. What do you think?
I think it, in some senses, this is like that it resolved the way it did. But I thought, honestly, her doing that to him was selfish. at that point. It was kind of a little selfish, in my opinion, for her to tell him that. And then also she never, I didn't like how their relationship was solved. I thought that was very unhealthy, actually, because she never heard his feelings about really how he was feeling about it. She never heard anything about it. He had to go work through his feelings on his own. Basically, all she did is tell him, I had this affair a long time ago, and then show up at the movie and say, you just have to fucking deal with it and accept it.
But I think the way he resolved it on his own was because of the insight of that other young man who had just discarded his new love.
Exactly. And I agree too, but she had nothing to do with that. She didn't know anything like that. Like, I think she was actually still selfish.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
I was like, which kind of made me, which I love her. I love her as an actress. I love her. But I'm like, but she was actually being a terrible partner. So that was not a love story to me.
That resolution.
The husband, you know, had some growth and some decision makings and stuff. But
she didn't have any. She just said,
you have to love me regardless of anything.
So here comes the cat.
Her poor kitty.
Sorry.
No.
Terrified me.
Well, he just like crept up behind you like a scary movie.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy.
Creepy cat.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, that's a good point. So she should have kept that to herself, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because she never even listened to him. She just basically said, when you love someone, you just have to love everything about him. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's very true. What she said is true. But when you fuck up and make a mistake, you need to accept that you've hurt the other person. You need to hear their feelings. It needs to be about them. And she made the entire experience about her, which is not a loving partner.
Well, then, I mean, if you do that with to your partner, and you feel so guilty, like she's must have been feeling guilty for years, and this is finally her time to get it off her chest.
Yeah,
I mean,
she couldn't handle the guilt from her own decision.
If you made that bad decision, and maybe that is your sentence. Is to be
that way.
Yeah.
So the reverse, and I can, not from personal experience, but just from generational experience, like that was my grandparents' marriage. They, my grandpa was aware of my grandmother being a philanderer their entire marriage, and they stayed married for 42 years, a very long time. And a lot of anger and resentment built and built and built over the years until I think he just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, she was honest with him about it, but does that then make it okay?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You know, and holding on and not sharing, like, I'm actually not okay with this. You know, like that, both very unhealthy.
I mean, I think it was harder in some senses for those generations to have, and society wasn't accepting of, we need to have a conversation about, are we going to have an open marriage, or, you know, like
that wasn't probably even an option.
Yeah.
For my grandparents. Did that exist back then?
Divorce. And even like for a woman to just take care of herself. I mean, she's a lot, most of the time women were sort of stuck.
Well, women still couldn't
get a credit card, like get a loan for a house.
Yeah. You're just, you had to have a man.
You're so stuck.
Counterpart.
Yeah. Or the, I mean, the male would have to be able to be, you know, make enough money to be able to support two families. That's why I think the reason that they got divorced after 42 years is because they had 7 children and their last child was finally independent. And all their kids were now able to support themselves. And I think that's why my grandpa's like, done.
Totally agree with him. Like, yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, complicated.
Yes,
there's more to it, I'm sure, but the bare bones of it.
Well, and then I thought it was funny that Jessica Biel was just, you know, it was her deal. She just wanted more from Valentine's Day and expected like that she was going to get nothing, so she ate chocolate to fill her void, or candy. And
Candy.
Was that?
She was a little bit melodramatic She's having that. Yeah, she just falls apart on Valentine's Day. Like, she just, the fact that she doesn't have someone in her life to appreciate her, like, yes, she feels that.
And then she, her self-protective mechanisms of having the anti-Valentine's Day party
kicked in. And then that guy shows up because he wants the first dibs on this major PR story that she would be the one to, you know, manage. And he shares the same sentiment. And it turns out that sometimes, you know,
when you hate together, you love together.
Exactly. Well said.
Like, she too was just, okay, Valentine's Day sucks. I'm going to try and make it fun for myself. And from that's why she did the party. It was like, I'm going to do something fun for myself.
Yeah. And to share in commiseration with everyone else that felt the same way. I think she kind of handpicked everyone. And they didn't want to go to the party because none of them wanted to admit that they hated it too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they all ended up showing up.
It's like, God, what else am I going to do?
It ends up being a fun party.
Yeah.
And then I love how there's the anti-Valentine's Day party happening at the same time the wedding is taking place. Uh-huh. By the end, they merge.
Yes. That was adorable. So anyway, the main love interest, I think this is a sweet, loving, heartfelt movie. Is this one that I believe Brad would sit through? I made Corbin watch it with me this summer.
Aww.
Last summer. He didn't love it. I asked Brad the other day. I was like, Brad, if you had to sit down and watch a rom-com, like what would you say you could tolerate? Like, what would be your, or do you have a favorite rom-com? And he's like, oh yeah, Dumb and Dumber. It's like, nice. Really? That's a rom-com? I'm like, yeah, I guess there's a love interest. They don't end up together. But anyway.
So looking at just the two, Ashton and Jennifer, and I guess their names were Julia and
Reed.
Julia. Would these two realistically ever get together?
Yeah.
I mean, so they had been friends for 12 years at that point, something like that. Quite a long time. And well, here's the thing.
You don't believe that men and women can be friends without.
Yeah, I think that for there to be the potential for any kind of alchemy between two people. So do I think a man and a woman, just gender-based, could be friends without benefits over a long, extensive period of time? Yes, if one of them was heterosexual and one of them was homosexual. That could work. And I think it would be a beautiful friendship. But I think if there's a potential for any kind of alchemy, I don't think that that's possible.
Well, let's say this. What if, do you think their friendship would have lasted and stayed as strong if they both gotten married to other people? I'm wondering if they were such good friends because there was
the potential for that.
A connection. They didn't really see, maybe they didn't even know it themselves, but if they gotten married and started families, that I bet they wouldn't have continued to be such good.
Well, I don't think they should have. Yeah. I don't think that's fair to your partner because
he was a guy. What if they were both guys? And
then there's not the potential for alchemy unless they were both homosexual.
Well, women? What about women? Because a lot of women, especially nowadays, pick male and female partners. A lot of women now are bi.
Right.
And so,
but there's the potential for alchemy. It's got to be hard to be bi because you can't have any friends without getting yourself in trouble.
So that's what I know. Like, I'm sure bi people have platonic friendships. So
there's people that you're not necessarily attracted to, but you like who they are, whether they're male or female.
I wouldn't ever, like, when I think of a friendship, that's a relationship that you need to maintain. Mm-hmm. I'm sure friendly to guys, but I'm not going to be friends with them because I don't want to put my relationship with my husband at risk.
No, I hear what you're saying there.
So I choose to only be friendly.
Yeah.
And not put effort into a friendship, because a true friendship requires some effort. You have to.
Sometimes though, you can have a group friendship where you are still friendly. Like, of course I help John move, and, you know, and, oh, Ted, you know, wants a girl's opinion to pick out a wedding, an engagement ring for Sarah. You know, and so I think that in group environments, I think it's
even from your friends because of your mutual friend.
Well, yeah,
like you're a friend removed.
You still
think that's friendly zone.
You can appropriately do the work of a friendship.
But I think that a true friendship, what that entails is that you aren't only friends because of group situations.
No,
that's when you're friendly.
I'm saying that too, but I think that you could, like, oh, whoa, okay, we so super click, and I think that you could still meet the friend requirements appropriately through a group environment, in a sense, you know, from a group.
But we're not friends. We could check those boxes off, but I'm not seeking out to spend time with you. I'm not, you know, getting a thoughtful gift for you like the way you would with a good friend. You know,
like Colin, like if you found out they were sick, you would still run suit by their house.
I don't know.
You know, I do that with my girlfriends. Why wouldn't I do that?
Because they're your friends.
I know. Like my friend who I tricky. See at the gym every day. I mean, it's like just a...
Hey, how are you
we doing? See each other at the gym, and
they're friendly.
Yeah, but you know, when I had my surgery, he texted me, "How are you doing? Is everything okay?" Yeah. And when he had his surgery, I checked in with him. I'm like, "How's it going? Are you doing okay?"
Yeah, you're still gonna, gonna be like, "Oh, dude, I'm at the grocery store. Do you want me to grab some?"
And I think I'm just hypersensitive to it because it's been such a huge part of my family history.
Yeah,
that I'm like, I'm just not going to do anything that could put my relationship in that way.
I think that you should always do that. If what you're doing,
maybe it's my background.
I know, but if what you're doing could potentially, if you feel that what you're doing doesn't work for you, then it's wrong for you.
And I think, and so we were talking
that. Or
about,
if it doesn't work for your partner, then it's wrong for you. And you need to be respectful of that.
You asked, because we were talking about with an affair to remember, what constitutes cheating. And I don't think I chimed in, because I have strong feelings about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I really do believe that there has to be an alchemy. Mm-hmm. And if there's any type of secrecy behind it, so let's say you are texting someone to check in after their surgery.
Uh-huh.
What's the intention behind that? Is it purely platonic? Or am I hoping that, like, do I get like a rush of excitement from that? Like, what is the alchemy happening within me? And how do I feel about this interaction? Because I think that is when it starts to cross that line.
I totally agree.
So I have to be very self-aware. And I'm like, you know, I don't even want to tempt myself that way. Because this is too easy.
Am I getting any?
Am I doing it secretively too?
Oh, yeah.
Am I
any secrecy? That's not okay. And if there,
that's when it's crossing the line.
If you are getting ooey gooeys,
yeah.
And if you're doing it for, like, I mean, I love the crap out of you, ladies, and I think you're very beautiful and attractive. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, but you don't get the ooey gooey.
But when you text me, "Good morning, beautiful," do I go, "Oh my god, she just said
goodbye"? Yeah, does it change the whole rest of my day?
Bots texts, you know, when bots texts
exactly.
Me, "Good morning, beautiful." I
go, bots could say the same thing, and you don't feel the same way.
You know, like, I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's true. You do need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. So I think that is true. I think that it's just being responsible. So, like, if you have a friendship with a guy where you're starting to go, oh, when he says, you know,
if I look forward, like, if I'm anticipating a text,
whatever, and you go, you know, if you sense the gooey gooey in yourself, then yeah, you need to self-regulate.
Yeah, you got to check that.
I think that that's a very good point. So if you are starting to have feelings that are not allowed within your relationship, then you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my feeling about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seriously, if you're doing anything that you are not, like, I don't have passwords on my phone and like, I'm like,
yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care. You can look at anything you want. Like, mm-hmm. there's nothing that I'm not.
No, I was setting up my thumbprint and I was like, hey, Brad, I think you can choose your, like, you could get into my phone this way too. I'm like, why don't you set your phone?
Absolutely.
Like, I feel totally comfortable with him looking through anything.
Me too. I feel like it's okay for me because I do have guy friends who I talk to.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, but I'm like, you can but like you participate.
You're not anticipating and looking forward to hoping that they're gonna.
Oh God, no.
Yeah. So
that sometimes I'm like,
where you can.
I'm like,
but you so
dumbass.
You also didn't grow up having crushes all the time. Like
crushes on guys.
Courtney and I did.
Yeah.
No, so I think it's way easier for me to get excited about things.
Yeah. So for me, like, I always feel a little.
We're all you
have these conversations because I do have some guy. Friendships and, mm-hmm. and I'm like, but I'm not, there's no secretiveness about him. There's no, you know, so I'm like, so for me, it's like, I'm like, but I don't have those feelings when I'm having these relationships. Mm-hmm. And I actually do like the different, I look at it just like how, but we're also, all of us are friends with girls who are gay too. So how is that different as well? Because we don't reciprocate the feelings of.
Right.
And so for us, it's so okay, but how is it? How is it wrong, you know, because we've been friends with female gay couples, and are they cheating on each other when we have heart to hearts with their spouses?
I think, you know, it's just where you draw the line almost too, you know, mm-hmm. like I don't have those feelings about my friend from the gym, like mm-hmm. those really gooey feelings.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, oh, hey.
Mm-hmm. I started to understand.
I mean, that's so nice. That
tech, you know.
Yeah.
But I also think like, meeting him for a drink, just the two of us, would be crossing a line that I wouldn't be comfortable
with. So,
and I've been friends for coffee before when they're like, I don't know what to do in this situation. And so, but that's the same thing, like, Bob, I'm like, hey, are you cool if I go grab a cup of coffee with XYZ? This is going on in this world.
But
and
it's different too than like going out in the evening and like for a drink.
Night.
I mean, that to me, that's also
because what's going to follow coffee? You're going to be energized and productive for your day versus you're getting yourself drunk with someone else. Well,
that's
what's the intention?
Lower. Yeah. I'm like, you know, like for me, like, what are the activities you do with a friend who needs to talk? You go grab coffee or you go on a walk.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a friend who needs to talk, I'm like, we're going to go grab coffee or we're going to go on a walk.
Yeah.
Also, it's like me being sensitive to like what Ben would be comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
too. I mean, I think that like me going, well, I'm going to go meet so-and-so for some drinks tonight. I mean, Ben would be like, what? Why? Okay, you know, that's weird.
I'm different too. Cause like with Bob and stuff, things I'm like, dude, if you have friends at work who need to talk, guys or girls, you know, and half of their stuff would be work and half of their stuff would be regular. Like, I'm like, we have the wine club memberships. Like if Sarah needs to go talk, you ask that girl to go out and get a glass of wine with you after work. I'm like, yeah. Go talk, you know, because I, especially in what's going on with work life and stuff there, I'm like, you need to cultivate the friendships because you guys are each other's team and family.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
colleague based relationship.
I freaking love Sarah. I'm like, she needs to become like, I'm like, I would invite her to a book club. Like, and I would be totally like, I'm like, Bob, go hang out with Sarah. That's totally cool with me.
So
it's awesome.
I remember back when I was dating, like when I was, you know, available to date. I'll never forget this. And I think this is why it stuck with me because it was like an aha moment that I had in my life.
Yeah.
Cause I was clueless. I did up until that moment believe fully that guys and girls could be friends.
Yes.
I thought I had a lot of guy friends.
They all wanted you.
I thought we were friends.
No, that's true.
And I had no clue. So I remember I was studying for like a microbiology exam coming up. And the guy friend that I was studying with, he was like, I was just mindlessly like twirling my hair. And he's like, what are you doing over there? And I'm like, what? You know, totally clueless. And he's like, I don't think you realize like guys and girls can't be friends. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
People are coming on to me right now, Lisa. I'm totally
new. Well, yeah, I guess. And I missed it. So, and I think this, was this before or after the, like, this incident that I had with his roommate where we were playing like truth or dare or something stupid. It was just the two of them and me. And my guy friend had dared me to kiss his roommate. And I'm like, okay, we're just playing a game, you know? And he, my friend, was really upset.
Oh,
and I had no idea because we were friends. I'm like, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I don't know if you know this. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
In his mind, you just cheated on him a little bit.
Probably. And we were friends all that time.
That makes
and
sense.
He's like, but he explained, he's like, there's no such thing. If there's an interaction with a man and a woman, and there is a potential for love interest, there's always someone in that relationship that's their motivation.
You know, that's a good point, because when I got a divorce, we know when I divorced Adrian,
all of these people come falling out of the woodwork.
Freaking life, who was single, was like, hey, Val. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, what the hell? We're friends. You're my brother, you.
Yeah. Same.
So I'm doing.
I remember my counselor.
This hit on me. That's so gross.
Yeah. And my counselor told me the same thing when I had. Oh, okay. We'll stop for a second. Okay. Well, I'm just going to finish this thought. But like when there was a very, I don't know, our relationship was on the rocks for a minute, but in a public way.
Yeah.
I got a lot of texts from a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the heck? And I remember my counselor warning me about that. And I'm like, oh, I'm glad she gave me a heads up that was going to happen, because I would not have realized what was going on.
Yeah, they were shopping. They were shopping for the next
Exactly. So I don't know. It's complicated.
Which is also another weird thing, like two different things too. Because I've never been single and I've never dated and I've never, because I essentially, yeah, I guess that's, you know, so there's probably way more truth to it than I thought, because like, I've never been single. I've never dated. I've never been boy crazy, but that's I've also ended up rolling into a relationship. I'm like, God, relationship again. How did that happen?
You were just not aware.
I was just not aware that they were just waiting. I didn't know that.
Anyway, that was the moment in my life that I was like, oh, I didn't know that. But then it was confirmed again at later times. So that's why I just hold that very, that truth
should be
near and dear to my heart. But I think
so. Not a jealous person. And I also, I'm like, I'm weirdly not jealous, and I'm weirdly.
Yeah, I am. If another girl even looks at Brad, I'm like, what? No, I'm just.
When Brad took off his glasses and I saw Brad, I was like, holy shit, Lisa, your husband's hot. Like, I mean, he's your husband, so I don't ever look at him that way. So yeah, I'm sorry. Your husband's an ick for me. Just like, you know, like you could both have really good looking husbands, but like, I'm like, ick, you know, like that would never like.
Yeah. I think I have to just, you know, be thoughtful of like, how would I feel if Ben was doing this? You know, if he's texting and checking on like.
Yeah.
People, I'd be okay with that. If he has coffee with people, like a woman, that's fine. I think, once again, I'd start getting a little bit like
secrecy going on. Yeah. That's not okay.
And I think if you guys can check in about feelings.
I also have
to know.
I would be jealous. This is what would make me jealous.
Okay. Let's see. Ooh.
Two things. So this is the two things that would make me jealous. Are you having conversations with her?
That you're
not having with me.
Yeah.
Are
sure.
you sharing intimate feelings with her that you do not share with me?
Yeah.
I mean, and now, and I will qualify that, because we have different people in our lives for different relationships and different things. So I'm okay, like, if she understands we both grew up in this town, and this, so she understands these things, like we both went through this trauma experience together, and you didn't have that trauma experience together. So she was my war buddy or whatever. So I understand you talking to her about some of those feelings, because honestly, like I respect the fact that I've never been to war, so I cannot share in those. And I understand that you have experiences that you need to talk through with other people because they've had that. So like I'm cool with that. Like I'm okay with if there's things that I just can't grasp, I'm so down with that. But if it's something where it's like feeling lonely when I was a kid about if it's something where no,
Then it could be universally relatable.
yes, that
They're choosing not to come
that
down.
is within my realm of ex, like that's within my scope, and you're not including me in that. And also you can understand that there's sometimes in the world. Now here's a little tricky thing too, where I am like, yeah, there's a difference between men and women too, is if you're talking about your relationship with me to another woman, you have to be careful how you talk about a relationship with your partner with someone of the opposite sex a little bit. Because like
For
how I
sure.
like to check, like I check in with you guys. I'm like, and like you gave me great advice the other day of Val, stay in your lane. I'm like, oh shit, okay, I'll stay in my lane. But so you have to be a little careful, but I also do like the perspective of guys, because guys are often a lot more likely to tell you
Things you never would have
stay
remembered.
in your lane. Like, oh shit, I need to stay in my lane with this for my man. So like
That's
from a
perspective
man
sometimes
perspective.
about a man. Sometimes that's insightful.
Yeah, exactly. So like, but you have to be
That's
so
tricky.
you have to be so careful,
Really
because you're right, because there are those ones where they're like,
Well,
you never
hopefully.
complain about your partner to like, I don't think you get to, you don't ever. So there are rules. Like you don't ever complain to a guy friend about
Your
your relationship.
relationship help.
You can ask for advice and input, but you don't ever put any,
I think that takes it
if
down that road a little bit
there
too.
ever is a tone, because like that, because yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, that's weird.
Unfortunately, I think have your girlfriends help work out your problems that way. If you need a male's perspective, then you need to go to your
You
partner,
need to ask your partner for the
actually.
male perspective. And yeah. And so I think that's what, yeah, I think so there are some slippery slopes.
There are some slippery slopes. It's complicated. So the original question
I'm
was,
so sorry.
I think that a lot of insight.
These two realistically ever get together. I
Yeah,
mean, just
absolutely.
I think absolutely 100% it.
I think they would. I mean, they.
I wouldn't say destined, but very likely. I'll give them that.
I just have to say, like, if the circumstances didn't turn out the way they did,
The timing of
they
things.
may have. I don't know if they would have. And I think
That's
their
true.
friendship would have fizzled
Business.
out.
Eventually.
I think that
Yeah.
they both needed to get some insight in a particular way on that particular day,
Yeah.
and the timing of their failed relations for them to get together.
Yeah.
So,
You know, and here's the other thing,
because we
too.
get this great advice and sometimes it just dissipates.
Yeah.
There's very few moments in life that it's like, aha.
And I think for me, in some senses, like this is going to sound potentially weird, but the fact that they didn't have any chemistry until then kind of
And their
makes
first
me
kiss was like, meh.
meh. I know.
Sure.
They did that. Didn't have any
Actually,
chemistry is why I
kissing
kind of
friends
believe
like that the
that would
first
be
time, it would have been icky.
it would have been icky.
Oh.
It would have been, but the fact that they never had chemistry is like, I get that. I'm like, oh, even if they're like, oh, there's the potential
How do
chemistry,
you
but you just,
turn that chemistry on then, like all of a sudden, just because it worked?
but we all know how to inspire chemistry.
Do we?
I don't know. I just think
No.
it's a
Been a long time.
Capacity for eye contact and gentle touch. Like,
I
I mean, like when you're so not in the mood, how do you know, but you're like, I want to be close with my partner. You're so not in the mood, but we all know how to turn on chemistry within ourselves and our partners. You just make a little bit of an
But
effort.
did they, like,
And then
in that scenario where they're standing on the bridge,
like,
was there anything about that moment that made
no.
them?
That
No.
to me was a
It was
no,
a great storyline,
it was
but it
it
didn't
was
work. Yes, it
We
was contrived.
it was the same reason why the girl and the boy planning sex for their first time didn't
Didn't
work
work
out.
out.
And so
Things have to be
due to
spontaneous.
the way that their first kiss was going about was not going to be a good first kiss.
They had
It should have been because the whole scene was romantic. You know, they come together, it was nice, they're on the bridge, it's beautiful, and they
So I
go
think
in
it's
as a kiss.
very likely
Should
that they're
be
going to get
wonderful,
together,
but it
yeah.
wasn't.
No, because, well, also because if you notice right before the kiss, they kind of ruined it with the whole, we're gonna do this. You know, like they had their body language had that hesitation of not.
Wasn't a Legends of the Fall kiss.
Yeah, not.
Definitely wasn't
Yeah.
that. So how long will their, I will say, intimate relationship last? They might stay friends for a long time. I don't know. And they, in one of the quotes, and we've heard this a time and time again, you should marry your best friend, like George Lopez, the Newswife, said, marry your best friend.
That was the ding
But
ding moment for Ashton
gosh,
Kutcher. He was
my,
like,
that was his ding ding. Like, that's ding
yeah.
dong.
However, here's the thing. Marry your best friend if you have chemistry.
Yeah,
You
it
have to have
has to be
chemistry.
that.
It did, because remember when he knew about her boyfriend and when
He's telling the guy at the ticket counter.
Well, no, he was the fool.
Oh.
He's like telling her. He's like, he wants to tell her. He's trying to. And she's like, I gotta do that. And then she like goes back and kisses him. And there is chemistry because it's not, I think it wasn't planned or anything. I felt
I
extra chemistry there.
felt like a thank you kiss.
It was a,
But it was, there was
there
chemistry. There
was
was
a,
tightness there.
was as a friend, as I would for my friend,
Yeah.
I would want you to avoid heartache. And if I can do something to help you
Yeah.
avoid some heartache, I'm going
That's
to.
true, because like,
And that came from a point of friend, but to me, when he was like, oh, she's sunshine,
yeah,
like that pessimistic ticket counter guy at the airport that didn't want to let him buy a
yeah,
ticket last minute. And then by the end of the conversation, he's like, the ticket's on me, guy.
yeah,
Because he saw, like, he had just realized, like, she's my sunshine. She lights
yeah,
up my world. She's my everything.
yeah.
Yeah.
And she has been all along, and I didn't know it.
Yeah.
So I think
And
he realized how special she was
yeah.
at that
Yeah.
point. But
I think the movie did a really good job as well in such a short time. You understand
simply
what good
wonderful.
friends they are. You
Absolutely.
know, because it and it's just
So
the certain little things that they say and how they interact with
they
you.
look out for each other.
Yeah.
The last movie we watched, Courtney actually said 2 years would be the longevity
Oh,
of the
yeah.
relationship. And I was shocked. What do you guys think with these guys? How
I'm
long?
gonna say 25 to life. Well, I'm going back to my
I
girl.
actually, I
No,
actually.
I think they have a 50-50. I think if they stay together, it'll be forever. I know. Let's talk about that logic. I don't know. I mean, I don't.
I think they've already made it past that 2 year mark
Yeah,
where they
they have.
don't need, they have something that's sustainable
Yeah,
because
they
they do have a true friendship. And I don't think that George Lopez is wrong because I think when the alchemy dies, if you don't still have a friendship, you're done
Absolutely.
for. So the fact that they started out with that under their belt, I think I'm going to agree.
I'm gonna
Yeah.
agree.
I believe in that.
They're physically attracted to each other
And they're
too.
both good
I mean,
looking.
they have.
Yeah.
I think they have chemistry and they always have. They've moved that chemistry or that sexual and energy
Energy.
towards somebody else.
Yes.
And now they'll
Put
gear
it
it
together.
or channel it towards each other.
I love those gestures. Courtney's literally
They're
mashing
moving
hands
together.
together.
Yes, they
Oh my
are.
God, I love it. I'm saying 25 to life.
Yeah, 25 to life.
We all
Wow, we
agree.
all agree this is not, doesn't happen that much.
I think there's something to be said about friendship.
Yeah, I agree too.
Well, I mean,
if your friendship lasts more than 7 years, it's a lifetime friendship.
Aw, all of us are lifetime friendships. Yeah. Multiple times over.
Right? Yeah.
You know, it's true though. Like, I'd have to say Bob is, I love having a best friend husband.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
It is pretty cool.
It's awesome. I'm like, yay.
I think that's what we should all be looking for.
Yeah.
Is a best friend first.
I love my best friend husband. Mm-hmm. Although I have to say, I sought my husband out because of insane chemistry.
Yeah, I will not disagree.
In insane chemistry, and I'm like, I don't even get it.
I remember the first time she was telling me about it. I'm like, oh, you are done for.
I'm like, a cardinal plus. I'm like, yeah, you're not a child killer.
I don't think you realized. I was like reading some of this. I was like, yeah, you both are screwed.
I'm texting friendship. Or I'm like, when you find out, you're like, Valerie, normal people don't text. Normal, really busy people don't text 4,000 times in a month. I'm like, what? And don't talk about the stuff you guys are talking about.
I'm like, this is what's going to happen.
I'm like, well, I don't care about that. I'm kissing this man as much as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
What comes first? I mean, what is like the longevity of a relationship, because having sexual attraction and friendship, or friendship and then sexual attraction?
I don't know, because like,
sometimes that's what happens, that there's that alchemy like first.
Yeah. But
then once you get to know each other, like you just have that care and concern for each other.
Yeah.
And it seems to happen both directions.
That's why it sometimes takes many people,
mm-hmm.
because you could be instantly attracted to somebody, but
so true.
Yeah.
Once you get to know them, or you know, you realize that there's something lacking.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. And that's totally true.
I think you need both.
I think you need both.
To have
the oompa and the
Yeah.
And in their situation, let's be honest, these two, they're both attractive people. When they probably first met, there probably was, ooh. But then they both were like, oh, our timing won't work for that. And that's not appropriate in their situation. Yeah. And so they just were like, that's not what we're going to focus on in this friend. That's not what we're going to focus on. And then they became such good friends, and they just like, okay, well, that's not the focus of our relationship.
Yeah.
And so then it's just like, okay, well, that's not something more active. So I do think that those two could have rekindle chemistry.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely there at one point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's life. It waxes and wanes too.
Oh,
more sir.
The last and final, how spicy was this? Green pepper.
And
jalapeno. Cayenne. Habanero goes. I think Anne Hathaway's character was the most hilarious one.
Oh, yeah.
She was funny.
Oh my gosh. And
she was a comic relief.
But also, she's probably one of the most male characters. Yes, she is. She's so freaking talented. But like her character, she's like, dude, you know, basically, oh, what a fighter. What a mm-hmm. personality too, because she's like, you know, I was promised all these dreams. I was promised all these things. Go to college, they said. Get $100,000 worth of student loans, they said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
get a degree in poetry, they said.
Yeah, exactly. Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Life is not all about the feelings. You have to fucking be practical sometimes.
Yeah,
you have to pay the bills, and this is how I'm doing it.
And
it might not be stellar, but
I'm a total dreamer. To going to, now I'm doing phone sex because I don't want to have real sex to make the money faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that guy. I was like, he's really going to
judge her?
Just joking at her.
So their relationship, if I'm going to be honest, isn't going to make it past 3 months.
Nah, and he deserves better than his.
Yeah.
He was
his initial reaction is like pure judgment, and I'm just going to discard you like that.
Yeah,
birds
pining for her the whole day,
mm-hmm.
and then he learns that, and he's like, "Oh yeah, never mind."
Yeah.
So let's be honest too; they were together 2 weeks. The thing I didn't like about their relationship was the fact that he told her he loves her after, you know, his,
yeah, he's a ding dong.
Growth and the workness to have the epiphany.
That's why 3 months is the limit.
Yeah. She deserves better than him. She's going to break her heart in a few months because he's not, she's had this come to Jesus moment about herself. She's come to terms with the fact that I was a dreamer and I made a mistake being such a dreamer, but I'm going to still take responsibilities for my actions and my life and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to make this work. And she still was so playful and so fun and so positive about life.
Yeah.
She was freaking sunshine.
She was fun. Yeah. It was fun. I loved it, but it was definitely jalapeno maybe.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. There was
at best.
Yeah. At best.
There's kissing.
Yeah. Kissing and some incense.
There's build up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't say any slow burns because we only had one day to wrap up all these love stories and scenarios. So Kyan at best. But do you guys think this was engaging? Do we like the characters?
Oh.
Is this an important? I think.
Yeah. I feel like I said, in such a short period of time, you really get emotionally involved in all of the stories.
Mm-hmm.
Action.
Yeah, in a short period of time. Yeah. And when was I happy that Patrick Dempsey's character was alone?
He's the only one that was the only one that like got his.
He
got his. Well, he was the only jerk, kind of in the.
Oh, he was such a.
He was the only jerk.
Sassol. I mean, thank God most cardiologists aren't like that.
Was that what doctor?
Yeah, that's what. That's why he gave her the little heart thing.
Oh, I see.
Heart toy. Cheesy.
Cheesy.
And I would recommend this. I'd be comfortable recommending this to my girlfriends, to my sister.
I think everybody would like it. Because there's some, I feel like there's something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You laughed, you cried, you
chewed.
I think even like the boys would probably... I mean, it wouldn't be their favorite movie, but they probably watch it.
They totally watch it snuggling on the couch with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. But we'll get out on their own. No.
Yeah.
No.
As you said, you watch this with
Corbin.
With Corbin, yeah. So, like, I could totally see Kyle being like, okay, Mom, I'll suck this up and watch it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like Taylor Swift's in it. Corbin's like, I don't care.
You have more of a crush on Taylor Swift. Oh, I have to give you your Christmas present because I still haven't got it to you.
Taylor Swift somehow triggered that.
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm a two. Snoop Dogg and Taylor Swift thing going on for you Christmas.
Oh, you guys, that was fun. I loved it.
I loved that movie. That was really a great one to watch.
I wonder what's coming up next. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You didn't even drink all your coffee and you're already thinking that far ahead. I don't even know that I'm fully awake yet.
I wake up awake.
Popped out of bed. She's running around.
It's like a daddy. I'm like,
Yes. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, you guys. Yeah. I hope you gained some insight and perspective as Valentine's Day did for us.
Subscribe, rate, give us a good review. It's always nice.
Yes. And then
we did get our first review, which was the sweetest review
that was
ever.
Sweet.
Yes.
It was so great.
Yeah.
So whoever
with that, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Oh. And stay tuned and go to our website and send us your love stories or ask us for advice. We love to give it. MyPerfectRomance.com. That's how you find us. All right.
XOXO.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. Stay curious. That's what I'm going to say.